Tonight, the beekeeping industry is in crisis over the shocking and unexplained deaths of hundreds of millions of bees over the last 8 months.
All right, guys, we're going to get right into it. If you're new around here, my wife and I, we live on 11 acres out here. We grow 90% of our own food. We even raise bees, which this story is all about. So don't go anywhere because this is going to be a heartbreaker. Okay, we are getting to the point of no return. All right, we poop in buckets and we teach people how to live a sustainable life off the matrix, away from the grid. Okay, you only participate when you want to, right? Where many people are participating 100%. And so that's what we do here on YouTube and social media and at our university.offgridwithdougandstacy.com. But today's story is super duper alarming, y'all, and I hope you're paying attention to this. I'm going to keep putting it in front of your face while all the political theater's going on and while we're ramping up for World War III. U.S. News just dropped a report right here. Honeybee deaths hit a record high as scientists scramble to find the main cause. And I'm gonna show you the main cause before this video's over, the main cause that everyone is ignoring on purpose. Honeybee deaths have hit a record high in the US with unprecedented loss of colonies, pushing many beekeepers close to ruin as scientists scramble to identify the main cause of the huge declines. Commercial beekeepers have reported losing more than 60% of their colonies on average over the winter, according to the ongoing Project APSM survey that covers more than two-thirds of America's managed bees. And just for the record, I am not a proponent of managing bees the way America does. This enormous rate of decline is higher than record reductions seen last year, and it's on track to be the biggest loss of honeybee colonies in U.S. history, according to Scott McArt, the associated professor at entomology at Cornell University. And now you know this is becoming a problem because they're going to slip this into the mainstream media as well so they could get the word out to everybody. So when your food production is really bad, they're going to circle back to this and blame it on the bees and this mysterious thing going on. Here it is.
Tonight, the beekeeping industry is in crisis over the shocking and unexplained deaths of hundreds of millions of bees over the last 8 months. Now, this could impact all of the U.S. as bees, called the backbone of agriculture, are responsible for pollinating, get this, more than a third of the nation's crops. CBS's Janet Shamlian in Savoy, Texas, has the story.
This is what an unfolding disaster looks like in the U.S. beekeeping industry. Each of these hives can hold as many as 80,000 bees, but for reasons no one can pinpoint, the bees in all these hives and tens of thousands more have turned up dead.
Have you ever seen it this bad?
Never, not even close. The data is showing us that this is the worst bee loss in recorded history.
Blake Shook is one of the nation's top beekeepers. He owns Desert Creek Honey and several other beekeeping businesses.
If this is a multi-year thing, it'll change the way we consume food in the United States.
That's a pretty significant statement.
It's huge. It's huge. I mean, if we lose 80% of our bees every year, the industry cannot survive, which means we cannot pollinate at the scale that we need to produce food in the United States.
Bees play a critical role in U.S. food production. In addition to making honey, they pollinate 75% of the fruits, nuts, and vegetables grown in the U.S. That's $15 billion worth of crops. So what's causing the deaths, and why now?
So these are dead bees in there, and they have always an identifier for a project.
Juliana Rangel studies them at Texas A&M University.
One potential explanation is that over the last few years, we've seen some locations across the U.S. that have had lower forage available for bees. So when they're supposed to be blooming, let's say in April, they're blooming either earlier in the year or later in the year. And so we have these food deserts, basically, in the summer and fall that the bees sometimes cannot withstand.
Back at Shook's Bee Farm.
Here we go with the hood.
We suited up for a look at his commercial operation.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
All right, the first thing we do is smoke the entrance, and that calms the bees down.
This is what a healthy hive looks like.
And then in the center here, this is where the baby bees are raised.
These just returned from California, where the bees were used to pollinate almonds. Beekeeping groups say the losses may put as many as 25% of commercial operations out of business by year's end, with wide-reaching impact.
I got a call from a friend who has 20,000 beehives at the start of winter, and he's at less than 1,000. And he said, this is it. I'm done. And I've had far too many of those calls in the past weeks. It's not just a beekeeper issue. This is a national food security issue.
An industry reeling amid a troubling trend. Janet Shamlian, CBS News, Savoy, Texas.
Here's another story from Fox 8 out of Oregon. Portland, Oregon, losses of commercial honeybee colonies are projected to be the highest on record in the last decade, according to Washington State University scientists. In a press release, university scientists said the colonies could decline by up to 70% this year, while average losses have typically been around 50% annual. As well as all the varroa mite treatment and everything else that they put on bees, all these pharmaceuticals that they're putting on the bees. But the biggest problem is going to be talked about here in just a second. Explained in an earlier video about all the spraying that's going on in our skies. Don't look up, right? Because they don't want you to pay attention to these things. They want to keep you focused on your TV, on your political theater, on Donald J. Trump, on Elon Musk, and, you know, all the damage being done to Tesla dealers. Everything is about nothing. Right? That's just like school. They teach you everything about nothing. All that stuff has absolutely nothing. And actually, did you guys even know that Congress just, broke for a recess, for a break after doing no bills, after doing no votes, and after doing nothing? Okay, so all you guys are getting are these executive orders, which is low-hanging fruit, just to kind of keep you complacent while the plan marches on. So here's Doug Mastriano. He's actually in the member of Congress putting up a tweet like this, talking about the chemtrails that they're spraying in the sky more and more and more, more, more and more every single day. We've been out here for 16 years. We keep our eyes on the skies. And the last, ever since COVID, honestly, but the last several years, like 3-4 years, they have literally been bombarding us with this stuff. It's no secret that one of the things that they're spraying up there is aluminum. Please do your homework and look into how aluminum affects your brain, how aluminum affects everything. Here is an actual news article about aluminum toxicity in the soil. How did we get aluminum toxicity in the soil? There's another one. Aluminum concentrations exceed thresholds for aquatic health in Nova Scotian rivers, even during conditions of high dissolved organic carbon and low flow. So it's like, wow, where's all this stuff coming from, they're saying, right? It's totally abnormal. All right, so what I'm showing you guys right now is a letter from the American Bee Federation and Honey Bee Health Coalition and that Project APIS-M. Survey reveals over 1.1 million honeybee colonies lost, raising alarm for pollination and agriculture. Salt Lake City, Utah, February 20th, 2025, a nationwide survey of beekeepers has released a catastrophic honeybee colony losses across the United States, with commercial operations reporting an average loss of 62%. Between June 2024 and February 2025, these alarming losses, which surpass historical trends, could significantly impact U.S. agriculture, particularly crop pollination for almonds, fruits, vegetables, and other essential food sources. You guys have to be able to connect these dots. The only reason why they're ramping up the sprays in the skies is because they're after the food production. They're after the water. They want to pollute everything, so you have to go to man. That you cannot rely on the Most High's design anymore. That you have to go to man. You have to buy man's products. This has been the play ever since the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. Go look it up. They took away the homeopathic medicines and introduced the pharmaceuticals with petroleum. And we've been sicker and sicker and sicker. Rockefeller actually bought the American Cancer Institute. So all this time you guys are sending money to the American Cancer Institute, all you're doing is lining the elitist pockets. And they're never going to give you the cure. They're taking out the honeybees. They're taking out the pollinators. I was just watching some wasps. You know, watch the wasps, okay? These are the canary in the coal mines. I was telling Stacy, and I was actually talking to some friends, and I was like, man, are you guys noticing these wasps? It's like 70 degrees outside. They're very lethargic. They're like falling and then falling straight down. They're flying very short distances. They're landing on the cars, the windows. They're very like slow. Right? And I don't know if that's anything, if that's just, maybe it's just coming out of winter. I don't think so. Trees are dying from the top down. There's a lot of weird stuff going on, okay? The weather changes. One day you're 70, the next day you're 30. One day you're 80, and the next day you have snow. That messes up the natural flow. That messes up the natural order, okay? And it's going to cause problems with the buds of the plants that produce the food, because when they come out and they think it's springtime and it's warm enough, and then the weather changes just so dramatically, right? And we know why from spraying. There are actually patents that control the weather. We've talked about this on our channel. And then they freeze the buds that produce the fruit, and then you have lower fruit production. Here's a guy who's like a fourth generation orange citrus farmer in Florida, and he's losing his grove very fast.
My grandfather started in the 50s. My father and my uncles are still involved in it. Just in my time, we went from roughly 150 million boxes in the state of Florida to this year, we might be lucky to pick 10 million boxes. It seems like every new time I drive through, there's another grove that's been abandoned. So it's definitely something that that has happened quick. Since 2017, we've had Hurricane Irma, Hurricane Ian, and Hurricane Milton come through the citrus belt. And then on top of that, we also had some freezes, first time that we've had in probably 10 plus years. The trees are already in a weakened state because of the greening.
I just want to keep this on your radar, okay? They're not telling you you're going to eat bugs and that food's going to be grown indoors and that, you know, all these, you know, different food items are coming your way, okay? Because they know, because it's their plan. I know this stuff sounds so outrageous, but the proof is in the pudding. And on the daily, we've been reporting this stuff for the last 2 years, okay? And what's gonna happen now is we're just gonna get to critical mass. We're gonna get to the point where it's gonna be too hard to dig out of that stuff, all right? I'm a firm believer that what they're spraying in the skies is gonna mess up our whole thing down here. And that's the plan. Share this video with your friends so they can understand there is an attack going on the food system. They're not culling all those chickens for no reason. I showed you guys the replacement chickens coming in are getting the injections. Some of the hatcheries will not even be honest with you about the injections. So you're going to have to do your homework. This bee story is a huge thing that you should have on your radar. Millions and millions of hives have just vanished. And that is going to be a big problem. Okay? And that's why we put out some of the best beekeeping videos on YouTube. I have never treated my bees for varroa mites. And my bees do very well all the time. It's just this simple. If you treat bees and you're constantly injecting other outputs to try to manage them, okay, all you're doing is more harm. The bees are naturally able to take care of themselves, just like us. If something comes around that, you know, makes you sick or takes you out, right, then we develop natural immunities. That's the way our bodies are designed by the Most High. So if you're a Christian, I'm asking you to look deep inside. Look deep inside and ask yourself, why aren't you following the Most High? Why aren't you following His design? Why are you constantly turning to man? Why? Because I've been very baffled by that for sure ever since COVID, all right? But this right here, this bee story, this could be the end of us. You know what I mean? We get rid of these pollinators and we throw off the cycle of everything that grows because we're constantly messing with this weather stuff. Share this video with your friends, y'all. It's going to get spicy. I told you guys, 2025, it's going to be lit. Okay? And we're, like I said, we're just into March. We got the whole year to go. All right? And remember, the most capable hand is at the end of your wrist. Stop co-opting out your life, okay? Do the best you can to be more engaged with your food and your water and your shelter and what's going on. It's time for us to seriously wake up and start challenging all this stuff and stop passively, you know, just sitting around waiting for somebody to lead us along, right? It's up to us. We, the people, have the power. Oh, by the way, there's 30-something states now. Here's the clip. There's 30-something states now that have moved to ban the chemtrails. Okay? So, it must not be just some made-up thing. All right? What they've had many, many people believing for years is that it's some made-up thing and we're all just nuts. Cat's out of the bag. All right? And this is the biggest problem we have right now. Not sugar snap foods and snap programs, right? Not red dye 40, which was a total low-hanging fruit garbage that they put on you so they could pacify you. None of that stuff matters if they keep spraying those guys. Period. Full stop.